In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's first gospel reading, we see the pride of the Pharisee, and we naturally despise it. One thing that's interesting, you can always test to see whether something is ethical in your own behavior. If you ask the question, what would you think about it if you saw somebody else doing what you're doing? Because we often will excuse our own behavior, but when we see it in other people, we immediately will despise it. I used to work for the welfare department, and I can't tell you how many times I would have people who were in many cases trying to get over on the system, but they would excuse their own behavior, but then they would talk about all those other cheats out there, and they would say it with great disdain that those people are really trying to rip everybody else off. And we just have to be objective enough and try to be objective enough to look at our own behavior and see it the way that other people see it, and ideally as how God would see it, as best as we're able to do that. But when we see humility in the public and we naturally respect it, when we see vices in other people, we immediately recognize it. We don't see it in ourselves, but when we see virtues in other people, we naturally have an admiration for that. We have a respect for it because we know that those are virtues that we should have ourselves. In too many cases, when we see virtues in other people, these are virtues that we don't have in ourselves to the degree that we should. Most of the conflicts that we have with each other are the result of pride and a lack of humility. And if we all strove to avoid sinful pride and to practice humility, then even if some of us occasionally fell between two people at any given time, hopefully at least one of them would be exercising humility, even if the other person was being arrogant or prideful or abusive in some kind of a way, and so you wouldn't have things escalate. But ideally, if everybody's striving to not be prideful but instead to be humble, there won't be any conflicts. That's the way Christians are supposed to treat each other. And we get hurt when other people treat us poorly because they are looking down on us because we feel like we deserve better than that. And as a result, we feel hurt and we want to lash back at that person. But if we were exercising humility, we would be able to avoid that temptation. When we think of ourselves as being better than other people, then we treat them in ways that are hurtful. And it may seem that in some particular way we objectively are better than other people that are around us, but the problem is we have a hard time being objective about ourselves, as we've already pointed out. And in terms of their outward behavior, you could say that the publican no doubt had lived an outwardly more sinful life than the Pharisee had. The Pharisee had striven to live a life of virtue. But if you see things the way God sees things, which in this parable we're sort of given the way that God sees things, because even though outwardly everyone would have thought that this Pharisee was a virtuous man and respected him, and they would have thought that this publican was, you know, a no-account scallywag traitor and thief, God saw things differently because God saw where they were each at on the inside. And even though we may objectively not be doing things that we see other people around us doing, and we may be tempted to pat ourselves on the back, we should ask ourselves, if those people had been given all the grace that I'd been given, if they had been taught all the things that I've been taught, would they be better than I am? And am I not more responsible than that person because probably they were not taught all these things? So how God sees things is very different from the way that we see things. And so we should always, the scriptures tell us, put other people before ourselves and assume that other people are better than us because we don't know. And only God would know. But if we always assume that everybody is better than us, then we're treating them the way that Christ treats us. Ultimately, we shouldn't compare ourselves with other people because on the day of judgment, God's not going to be grading on a curve. He's not going to be saying, well, you were not a particularly holy person, but compared to 55% of the people on the planet, you are better than they are, so you're going to be saved. That's not how God is going to judge us. If you want to get a preview of what it's going to be like for us on the day of judgment, you can read Isaiah chapter 6, when we're told about Isaiah's vision of God. It says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings, and with twain they covered his face. He covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Even the seraphim cover their faces and their feet with their wings when in the presence of God, as holy as the seraphim are. And as holy as the prophet Isaiah was in comparison with all the people of his time, when he was in the presence of God, he said, I'm undone because I'm a man of unclean lips. That's the attitude that we should have towards God. God is the only being in the universe for whom it's impossible for him to have sinful pride, because he never could think more highly of himself than he actually is. Because he is a higher than everything and everyone in the entire universe. And yet God, the only being in the universe for whom sinful pride is an impossibility, we're told in Scripture, exercise humility. In Philippians chapter 2, St. Paul tells us, Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of sinful men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Christ tells us elsewhere that he came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. It's only by the grace of God that anyone could possibly be saved. And if we keep this in mind, how can we think of ourselves that we're too good and we could possibly treat other people in a prideful or hurtful way, or to think anyone else is below us? Because Christ humbled himself and he had no need to. We have a need to, because we probably, in many cases, even if we were looking at it from God's vantage point, are way below most of the people that are around us, but we should assume that we're below everybody else. And the paradox of all this is that if you humble yourself, you're going to be exalted. That's what we're told in Scripture. St. James tells us, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. And he says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. And Christ says in the Gospels, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, but he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So the path to humility is the only way that we can receive the grace of God, be made in the likeness of him, and to be raised up in his likeness, and to become like him, and to have that dignity as a result of that relationship that we have with Christ. If you want to be saved, if you want to receive God's mercy on the day of judgment, the only way is to trust in God's grace and to live a life in which you strive to emulate Christ and humble yourself before both God and man. This is the way of wisdom and the only way that we, like the publican, can be justified in the presence of a holy God. Amen.